Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along my beautiful companion, Sis Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know Jesus. Praise God. I'm a Jesus man. Praise the Lord. He will make the change in your life to make your life brand new. Praise God. Get you on the road to heaven. Praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to bring to those that's incarcerated this great powerful gospel. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. We know during the coronavirus, the jails and prisons are closed. Praise God. I'm telling you, it caught us by surprise here, but it came here in 2020, praise God, July, praise the Lord, praise God. But we thank God we are here on radio preaching the gospel. And to those that's out there in radio land, whether you're behind prison bars or in the free world, pray like we always do, praise God. And those you that's incarcerated, since we're not visiting you, you can always write our ministry. We'll be glad to receive your letters, praise God. Just write us, praise God. Amen. Let you know, amen, you're out there because we love you. We're talking about the message this month, victory over the devil. God wants his children to have victory over the devil. Place the devil under your feet. We're going to continue on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Sir Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, Sir Velvet, Romans 16 and 20. What did Paul say?
And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly.
Now listen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
Let you know. Amen. God wants you to have Satan bruised under your feet. Victory in Jesus. Victory over the devil means the devil is bruised. That means he can't make you do nothing wrong. Not a child of God. Not one that's Holy Ghost filled. Not one that's fire baptized. Because Satan is bruised. You hear me? He's bruised. That's what the devil don't want people to know. Amen. He wants to think he's so powerful. Like the Bible, like Paul testified in the Bible, Romans 7 and 14. That's where so many weak Christians want to hide behind. Romans 7 and 14. Praise God. Amen. What did Paul say here in Romans 7 and 14?
Romans 7 and 14. But we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin.
That's the life of a sinner. When you are a sinner, this word I preach is spiritual. But you are carnal. You are natural. You hear me? When you're natural, you can't see how you can live right. You can't see how you can live free from sin. Amen. You can't see how to come all the way out of sin. Because you're carnal. You're in the flesh. Amen. You get tired of hearing me preach. Because you're carnal. You're in the flesh. Amen. But Jesus come to get you out the flesh and get you spiritual. What did the Bible say?
It said, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. If I then, I do what which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me.
Now, so many times, you got these weak preachers preaching to the people. The devil got them preaching. Telling these people that, amen. Don't put everything on the devil. Amen. Paul did not heed to that weak kind of preaching.
He said the reason why he did what he couldn't do was because of sin. He put the blame where it belonged. It was sin. He didn't say it was me that do it, but it was sin. Amen. He put it on the devil. Amen. The reason why people commit sin is the devil is behind it. And that where the blame goes to, it belongs to Satan. Put it on the devil. The devil caused people to do wrong. He the one to make people tell lies, commit fornication, do evil. It's the devil. And the devil is a red dragon. He's an evil spirit. Sin is the blame. He didn't say it was me. I'm to blame. So many of these false prophets. Oh, he'll tell these people, hey, don't put everything on the devil. It's you that doing it. Praise God. Want you to get depressed. Want you to feel depressed so you can commit suicide. Lying devil. Glory to God. It's the devil behind it. You hear me? And you need to put the blame where it belongs. It's the devil that caused people to do wrong. Amen. And amen. And call it out so you can get free from it. What did that Bible say?
For I know that in me that is in my flesh will no good thing. For the will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would I do not. But the evil which I would that I do.
Amen. You see, Paul was testifying like so many weak Christians now. They want to do right but can't do right. Why? Because that indwelling sin is still in your heart. And you cannot go to heaven with that indwelling sin still in your heart. When I have the Holy Spirit, you got a spirit, but it's sure not holy. Praise God. Amen. The Holy Ghost comes on a clean vessel. Amen. Your only way to get the Holy Ghost, you got to go through Jesus. Amen. And get the blood. What did the Bible say?
Now, if I do that, I would not. If it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me.
You see what Paul said? It's not him that's doing it. It's not Paul that's doing it. It's not Saul of Tarsus that's doing it. But it's the sin. It's the devil that's doing it. Praise God. And you need to put the blame where it belongs. It's the devil behind it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's time to preach this word like God spoke it. Stop letting the devil play games with you. Praise God. Amen. Preach this word like God spoke it. Praise God. Put the blame where it belongs. Stop playing. Let the devil play games with you. Tumble. Well, hey, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. It's the devil. Praise God. That's doing it. Praise God. Don't you know it won't no devil. It wouldn't be no sin. It wouldn't be no wrong. And you wouldn't do no wrong. Praise God. Amen. And people need to know that. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Wake up here. Praise God. Stop letting these folks fool you. Well, you got a right to choose. Praise God. Yeah, you got a right to choose. But when the devil ain't around, when ain't no evil around, then the only choice you got is to do what is right. You hear me? Praise God. God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. It was the devil that caused Adam to sin. You hear me? If the devil wasn't there, Adam would not have sinned. Praise God with God. Amen. Wake up here. Glory to God. Hanamahanda. Hidamahaya. Hanamashanda. Hidamasikanda. Hidamahaya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Folks need to wake up here. Stop letting these false prophets fool you. Praise God with God. With all this mess that you're preaching. All this mess. Praise God with God. I'm telling you the truth. Preach this word. Pray to get you happy. So you can be shouting and speaking in tongues. Glory to God. What that Bible says in Velvet?
I find then a law that which I would do good, even is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
Amen. Now, Paul delight the law of God in him. In other words, he want that transformation. He want that change. He want Jesus to come inside. Call him all glory to God. Hallelujah. When Jesus come in there, he root out that indwelling sin. You hear me? He root it out. Place in you a brand new nature. Be born again. That's what Paul wanted. Saul of Tarsus was his name. But the Lord changed his name. When the Lord sanctified you, he changed your name from a saint, from a sinner to a saint. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, folk talking about you're a saint. You ain't no saint unless you get sanctified. You hear me? Praise God. God ain't got no sinner saint. Glory to God. I'm telling you the truth. Praise the Lord. Amen. What did the Bible say?
I see another law in my members warring against the law in my mind and bringing me into the captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. It's all wretched man that I am who should deliver me from the body of this death.
Now the devil don't want folk to get sanctified like it did Saul of Tarsus. with Paul. Amen. Paul was having a hard time. You hear me? So many times folk don't want, the devil don't want folk to get sanctified. That's why it's such a hard time. Folk, the devil don't want you to hurt. Okay? Because he wants you to still stay in bondage. He wants you to stay in bondage. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But, amen, Jesus come to set you free. What did it say?
It said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin.
Amen. Letting you know, Jesus come to set you free. Set Paul free. And the flesh be crucified. You hear me? Amen. When the flesh is dead, you ain't got nothing to sin with. I'm talking about dead. Glory to God. To sin. I'm not talking about graveyard dead. I'm talking about dead to sin. Praise our God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. I'm telling you, this word of God is deep. You hear me? It's deep. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty, the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this fire hot word. Our glory to God. Lord, live up here with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I live right. Blow their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, breathe in their soul. Sanctify them holy. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in there. Lord, I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick of their bodies. Perform miracles of healing. Lord, I want you to go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners during this coronavirus. Lord, let them know you love them. Lord, you want to make the change in their life. Lord, go into the churches. Let these people get saved, get sanctified. Let the preacher get sanctified so they start preaching holiness and get ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up, give God the praise. While you're praising God for deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. His songs and there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he would do the same thing for you. With his arms wide open, he will pardon you. No matter what you've done, that Jesus can deliver you. He is the only one that can do it. So you believe that prayer to ever home that's prayed. You have started your journey, hallelujah. You have been redeemed and been revived, hallelujah. So keep on thinking and praising him. Don't be high in praise of God. We thank God for you. Ella Holmes and I love you. But as I often say, Jesus loves you even more. And he is your best friend. And he is right there. He has a plan and a purpose for you to prosper. He has not forgotten you. And so all you have to reach out to him. And he will answer you. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Because God has a plan for you also. He has a miracle with your name on it. Remember that God loves us to everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, glory to God. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, hallelujah, he is able to perform. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for them out of your ministry. Soon as we get the green light, we better go back into the jails and prisons. And those that are incarcerated, you can write our ministry. Praise God. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with our brand new website up, the heavenboundtrain.org website. Praise God. To this broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Sister Velvet, saying that
if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send and gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train is bound for glory.